7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, a part of the Howard University Radio Network's HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I'm going to go right in. If you play basketball at any level, and I don't care if you're a D1 baller or if you play at NAIA, if you played overseas in Turkey or Israel, if you're like me, you played a little bit of varsity basketball but sat on the bench, I think Lanch J only got in if we were up by 40. If you played church league, AAU, did I cover everyone? If you're a blacktop guy, if you're like Wesley Snipes in White Men Can't Jump, adjusting your mid-range jumper for the wind, if you play basketball, if you've coached basketball, if you've really watched and followed basketball, you know that Luka is not a winning player. I know that the four-letter and everyone, we have to discuss this. I was very disappointed in some of my colleagues in the industry that gave the Dallas Mavericks an F on the trade and gave the Lakers an A on the trade. I was a little bit disgusted because Luka, if I was able to personify and encapsulate the type of player he is, he epitomizes a solo artist. So Luka is a solo artist. He's Michael Jackson. He's Ice Cube. When Ice Cube left NWA, he's Beyonce. He's Diana Ross. He's David Ruffin. He's Bobby Brown. He might be too big for a group, being a solo artist, but in professional sports, and not just professional sports, in the little church league or YMCA league that you play in, basketball success is based on distributing the ball, is based on finding the open man, is based on defense, is based on the team. And I'm not against Luka. I don't think that he's a bad guy. He's a young man. He is out of shape. He's got to get in better shape. You can't be 260 and bringing the ball up the court. Him and Zion Williamson both need to get in shape. And look, I'm not in the best shape myself, but I don't have to play a back-to-back at Salt Lake City and then at Portland. But to be honest, I think that the Mavericks made a good decision. I know that they're getting crushed on social media. And when the information came out, it was late on Saturday night. It was like 1 a.m. Eastern time. And if you're fumbling around on the gram or you have the alerts on your cell phone, you see the news come in and you feel like there's some type of hack. Is it April Fool's? Is it some type of joke? This can't be. And there's the immediate reaction. And I was literally up till 3, 4 a.m. I immediately turned to Sports Talk Radio. I turned to some of my colleagues on Sirius XM, on Channel 82, Mad Dog Sports. They were covering it. Fox News was covering it. Fox Sports was covering it. FS1. And you are listening, and host after host after host was just crushing the Mavericks for making this deal. I'm not paying $400 million to someone that's a ball stop, that doesn't share, that dribbles the clock out down. So a typical Luka possession. Luka dribbles the ball up the court. 24-second shot clock. Dribbles it down to 19 seconds, 13 seconds, 6 seconds. And then at 6 seconds, he's at the top of the key, and you're running out of options. So if he gets a switch off of a pick and roll, maybe he can barbecue Rudy Gobert as he did the playoffs last year and hit a step back three. But usually it's going to be a bad shot, or he's going to kick the ball out to someone waiting in the corner to jack up a three. And that's why Luka personifies, that's why the NBA ratings are down. It's not good basketball to play. It's not good basketball to watch. And I get it. He has the triple doubles. He's a 5X all NBA talent. I'm not questioning Luka's talent. I'm not even questioning his commitment. He's a different build. He's from a different culture. So I don't expect him to come back and be ripped. I don't expect him to go Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, and never have a cheeseburger. I don't expect that from him. But do you give someone like that almost $400 million? Do you hitch your wagon to his star? And I think the Mavericks, who are a very well-run franchise, remember, this is not, the Mavericks are not a poorly run franchise. The Mavericks are not the Utah Jazz. The Mavericks, well, I guess they got Danny Ainge now, but the Mavericks, they're not the Sacramento Kings. They're not Atlanta. They're not my Washington Wizards, who in my opinion should be banished from the NBA. They should be relegated to college basketball. You swap them out with Duke and get Cooper Flagg out there 4 nights a week. Dallas just doesn't have a history of being a poorly run franchise. I think they did the analytics, and obviously they know more about Luka's injuries, his body, his history. Who's to say that someone that's overweight and pushing 260, I know he's listed at 235, but who's to say that if he continues to stay in the type of shape that he's in, that Luka will still be elite 6-7 years from now? Because the older you get, obviously, those all of those hamburgers, those cheeseburgers, those hot dogs, those beers, they all pile up on you. And I think that Dallas made a business decision. I think they made a wise business decision in not signing Luka to that contract. Now, where I think that the Mavericks made a mistake, when you peel back the shock, I think they could have gotten more than just AD. And I think bringing in AD gives Dallas, to me, that puts them in the driver's seat. I think you're going to see AD and Kyrie. It's going to be a match made in heaven. Kyrie, in many ways, is a lot like Luka. A little bit more polished, a little bit more of a veteran. He's not as explosive. He's not going to go out and get 60, 70 points. But Kyrie is mature now. Kyrie was one of those guys, took him a while to grow in his body, had a lot of injuries early in his career. He's made the commitment to being in shape. And Kyrie has played lights out, like him or not. You may not like some of the stuff that he's posted over the years, some of his religious beliefs, some of his beliefs about the earth being flat. I've roasted Kyrie many times on this show over the years. But he's a phenomenal leader at this stage in his career and a very highly impactful, productive player that's truly in his prime. And I think that him and AD, I think the Mavericks are going to continue to be one of the best teams in the West in the short term. For LA, it's a good business decision bringing in Luka because you have the box office star. You're in LA. LA gets free agents. I don't know if anybody's going to want to come play with Luka. I heard people saying on the four letter that everyone's going to want to go play with Luka. I wouldn't want to play with Luka if I was a good player. You know, if I was a second or third tier player that didn't have a problem gathering his rebounds and watching him take 25 shots a game, you know, maybe I wouldn't care. But if I was a star, I would not want to play with Luka. But I do think that Dallas should have got more than just AD. They should have got Dalton Connect. They should have gone after some more draft picks. So I was a little bit disappointed. I understand where the pundits, the people that cover sports for a living, the Stephen A. Smiths of the world, the Colin Cowherds of the world, I understand where people are saying that, hey, this wasn't an ideal trade because there's more value. Anytime you have a top five player in the league, based on their rating, based on being an all NBA 5 years in a row, someone that's averaged, I think that Luka averages the second most points in their career. I think he's second only to Mike. I think Mike is the only guy that's average. Luka's, I believe, 28 and a half for his career. I think Mike, maybe Wilt, are the only guys that averaged more. But I'm telling you, man, I've said this on the show before. Luka is fool's gold. Luka is Carmelo Anthony. Luka is James Harden. We've seen this movie before. We're watching this movie with Ant Edwards, who I absolutely love. I love watching Ant Edwards. But we've seen this movie before to a lesser extent. Iverson, I think Iverson was so small and he had that dog in him. But these guys that take 25 shots a game, low percentage shots, don't play defense. Even the assists are kind of stat padding because a lot of Luka's assists come on. It's just like people talk about Angel Reese. She leads the league in rebounds because a third of her rebounds come from her own missed shots. Luka's assists, a lot of his assists come from at the last minute. He's just kicking it out because people are triple teaming him. He kicks it out to somebody in the corner that shoots a three. I mean, it's the NBA. You give somebody like PJ Tucker the ball, you give someone that's a corner spot up 3-point shooter, they're going to knock it down. But I think that the message that Dallas is sending to me is that Luka is not as good as we think he is. And I know based on his stats are phenomenal. His stats would imply that he's on his way to being a top five all-time scorer, that he could be one of the top 10 players in the game, that his name in the history of the game, that his name is up there with Kobe, up there with Larry Bird, up there with LeBron, up there with Mike, Magic, great wing players. I just don't see it, man. I think that Luka is a lot more in the Carmelo Anthony vein. And I think you're going to find at the end of his career, I don't know how successful he's going to be in Los Angeles. He's going to sell a lot of tickets. He's going to sell a lot of jerseys. But I think when Luka's career is over, it's going to be a lot of hollow stats. It's going to be a lot of meaningless triple-doubles. It's going to be a lot of meaningless 60 and maybe perhaps 70-point games. And I think that it was wise for the Mavericks to get rid of him and not sign him up to almost a $400 million Supermax deal. I think they should have got more than AD, but I think that the Mavericks are closer to winning that trade than people are willing to realize. Lance J Radio Network.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Ewers in a shotgun. 2x2 wide receivers. Wisner in the backfield with him. Ewers set to toss. Ewers being chased. Hit by Jack Sawyer. Knocked the ball out. Sawyer's picked it up and he's running down the right side. Jack Sawyer hits the 50-yard line to the Texas 40. Sawyer to the 30, to the 20 of Texas. Jack Sawyer is going to take it into the end zone. His second fumble recovery of the season. Jack Sawyer, Ohio State defensive end. He finally got to Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers. And Jack Sawyer races it into the end zone to give Ohio State a 27-14 lead over Texas.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO, and you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces, where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit NCUI.org.
When you need a partner committed to your vision, agents who are realtors are here for it. Here with market expertise that makes a difference. Here for it all. Because that's who we are.
I see you favor a 45.
Tonight I do. And I keeps one in the chamber in case you ponder it. And that showpiece you got there.
Walther PPK, 380, double action.
Hey, them Walters like to jump some.
As will you, with one in your elbow.
That gun ain't got enough firepower to make my joint useless. It definitely won't stop me from emptying out half my mag.
You might not hit me.
This range? And this caliber? Even if I miss, I can't miss.
I admire a man with confidence.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.